Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I remember growing up that when there was troubled youths, there were these camps that if parents didn't know what to do with their kids, the camp would come in with the parents' consent, kidnap the child, take them away, make them work, or go through some psychological training or something. I don't know what would happen in these camps. And the kid would supposedly come back much more appreciative of what mom and dad or their parents have, what the parents do for them, and maybe, I don't know, become reborn. I don't really know much about what these camps were. I didn't think they were still around. Well, sadly, a 12-year-old boy has died the following day after going to one of these quote-unquote troubled youth camps in North Carolina. Transylvania County Sheriff's Office, being reported by Daily Mail, says the unnamed 12-year-old was transported with his parents' consent to Trails Carolina Camp on Friday by two men from New York. After intake, he was assigned to a cabin for lodging with other children and four adult staff members. At 8:10 a.m., on Saturday, there was a 911 call reporting that the 12-year-old was not breathing. Rescue efforts were initiated on scene and then stopped as the child appeared to be, sadly, deceased for some time. So, the child, according to police, quote, was sent for autopsy to Winston-Salem as his death appeared suspicious since he had arrived at the camp less than 24 hours prior to his death. The forensic pathologist has said that the cause of death does not appear to be natural. The manner and cause of death are still pending. Now, did he try to kill himself for being in this camp? Did the other kids kill him? Did what happened? You know, was it the adults? And so, obviously, it's a concern, but adding to the concern is they say Trails, the sheriff's office says Trails Carolina camp has not completely cooperated with the investigation. See, that's the thing, the cooperation. If you're accused of not cooperating, that already makes you look guilty. And you know, what's the definition of not cooperating? Saying, look, I'd like an attorney first? I don't know. Or are they saying, sorry, we're not giving you any details. A child died. You would think it would be, look away. Look and see what, please tell us what happened. We don't want anybody else in this camp to die. So it is odd. On Tuesday, investigators were granted two search warrants for separate locations of the camp. One location is the camp where the incident occurred, and the second location is where the other campers who were in the cabin at the time of the boy's death were relocated to. The camp told police that staff members who were assigned to the cabin where the incident occurred are on leave, and a spokesperson says they are shattered by the tragic loss of a young life. Our deepest sympathies are with the student's family and loved ones. They say our priority is to acknowledge and respect the unfathomable impact on the lives and maintain the integrity of the investigation into the cause. We are cooperating fully with investigators and have retained outside professionals to assist us in conducting our internal investigation. But what's odd is not only the fact that you have a 12-year-old that died, but this is the second death to have occurred. According to Hendersonville Times News, back in 2014, 10 years ago, a 17-year-old, Alex Sanford Lansing, of Atlanta died. Now, he died, they say, because he ran away. And he had hypothermia as well as a broken hip. Now, according to the camp's website, their mission is to give children the confidence, coping mechanisms, and communication skills that will help them become the best version of themselves. How much does this cost? $600 to $1,000 per day, Daily Mail is reporting. The camp, they say, is led by co-executive director Jeremy Whitworth. They offer wilderness therapy programs for preteen boys, preteen girls, teen boys, and teen girls. So anywhere between the ages of 10 and 17. Now, there was apparently a student of the camp, Kathleen Riley. She was interviewed by WBTV. She said she was there when she was 16 years old back in 2012. And she told them it's beyond cruel. She said, we went once 17 days without showering. We were denied basic hygiene all the time. It's just, that was, again, she says, it's just part of the process. She said, I'm in the woods. It's just not normal. It's not humane. What it does to your brain, you'll still even want to admit to it, she says. She says, it's just like it's still there and they have that power over you. And what's crazy is parents are signing over this power. Now, troubled youth is something that has been pandemic. And parents have asked me what to do. Parents have, you know, asked counselors what to do. I've heard parents do a variety of things, like have their kids walk around Skid Row by themselves and then beg to get back into the car because the parents say, oh, one of my patients said she did that with her kid. She said the kid wanted to run away, so I go, this is where you're going to end up. Go and walk it for a half a mile and then call me. And the kid couldn't wait to get back in her car. I would not do that because, again, I just don't know what trauma could happen to kids, you know, around individuals that, you know, where there might not be a lot of supervision or law enforcement. But, you know, parents have really struggled with figuring out what to do when you have a child that doesn't listen, makes bad choices, is defiant. And I've seen some of these children. Some of them, they're beyond, you know, basic discipline. Or they, if a parent can't manage it, then they need to immediately get medical help. Not that the child needs to be on medicine, but they need to go to a medical provider. They need to go to a psychiatrist, a psychologist. Because parents will then turn to the belt, or they'll turn to other corporal punishment or starving the kids because they don't know what to do. If you have a kid and you don't know what to do with them, for the love of God, get help. But don't surrender your kid to some strangers. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, Dr. Dahlia Show. William asks, am I going to the Super Bowl, being that it's in Vegas, my hometown? The answer is no. I'm not going to the Super Bowl. The tickets are ridiculously expensive. You know, even as media, it's fantastic that there's media opportunities, but you're not necessarily, you know, there's just too many people in the media for you to be on the field. And you have to get there super early. And you know, as much as I want to report on it, everybody's going to be really watching, you know, TV anyway. And so I'm probably going to be, you know, at a party. But I get very, very frustrated with things being as expensive as they are. I don't think a ticket should be $35,000 or even more now, which is unfortunately what we're seeing for these things. You know, sports, the one thing that I love about sports is, in a way, it's free entertainment. It gives people a chance to be a part of a game, to be a part of a team, to be, you know, watching your team. I don't know what things were like in the olden days when you could go to a Yankees game or a Dodgers game. I never went because my parents didn't have the money for tickets and they weren't as into sports. But I'm under the impression that years ago, if you wanted to go to a baseball game, it was a treat, but it didn't cost an arm and a leg. Just to go to a basic football game and to be able to be there, it's hundreds of dollars. The Golden Knights, luckily those tickets are a little bit more reasonable, but good seats. Good seats, you're already $300-$400 a pop. And I don't go alone. I'm going to go with my husband, or I want to go with the kids. And so I think sport shows are getting that way too. You know, people ask, you know, gosh, well, did you see this play? You know, or, you know, people are cultured. They're not going to plays anymore. Well, you know, some of these shows, they're flipping expensive. The tickets are non-refundable. Yeah, you have to buy non-COVID clothes. You got to get out of your pajamas. You might want to get something to eat. Sometimes these shows are so long. That's what really bothers me. You want to know what really gets me? Some of these shows are 3 hours long. You need to drink something. You need to hydrate. But you're not allowed to bring your own stuff in. You got to buy their water. And their water is $10. Come on. Really? You know, I don't like it when companies are making these price grabs and nickel and diming people. And it really frustrates me because, the whole reason why we have the arts and it's not supposed to be just for rich people. You know, I hear that there's these certain exhibits, but you need to pay to get in. And it's so ridiculously expensive. You know, what I really, really love about D.C., is the Smithsonian and the D.C. museums, I think they're free. I think you get to walk in, they're open to the public. Which it should be. Now, I get tax dollars, I mean, you know, so it does cost. It costs for real estate, it costs for, but then there should be, you know, founders or sponsors or, but, you know, a football game such as the Super Bowl, I get if the tickets were only $50, they'd be sold out. But still, at least give people a chance. Yeah, especially there are some people who are diehard Niner fans or Chiefs fans. I mean, I'm a diehard Cowboy fan, so I have not gotten to, you know, see my team in recent decades make it to the Super Bowl. Right? But, now, when that happens, I want to go. I want kids who are fans. I want kids to be able to go. Kids don't go because it doesn't make sense spending $10,000 for a child to have a seat. And so I just have a big problem with all of that. And I really think that we need to reevaluate, you know, how we're doing things. Now, it's, you know, I'm not trying to be anti-rich at all, you know. I mean, if you're wealthy and you want to go to a show and you want to sit in box seats, all the power to you. But it seems like, especially with the way things are going in Las Vegas, you know, if you don't have money, you don't, Formula One, you could, you know, so what some of the locals tried to do, some of the tourists, is they tried to watch Formula One from the Strip. And now they made a law that you can't stand on certain areas in the now there's a law against standing where you could get fined or thrown in jail. Don't disrupt the whole city, building an amazing track, getting us all excited, but then, you know, not even letting us get a drop of it. I didn't get to see F1. No, of course not. I didn't spend the money on the tickets. Yeah, and so I don't know. It just to me it's a little bittersweet. I'm so happy that Las Vegas has the Super Bowl, but how many locals are going? Nobody in my income bracket. I'm telling you that right now. Now and you know Las Vegas is a city built by us locals, and we understand that you know it's for tourists, but when you you know, get a team and you have a stadium and you busted your butts, you know, to make that happen, you'd think there'd be some sort of opportunity for locals to enjoy it. All right, now this is an interesting story. So Chernobyl, that happened in, was it 84? 86. The power plant explosion of 1986. Nothing should have comprehensively lived through that. Well, we're being told that there are mutant wolves that actually might have anti-cancer properties. A team of researchers found the animals that were in the Chernobyl evacuation zone have genetically altered immune systems that show a resilience to cancer. Now, Chernobyl caused cancer for years. I mean, Chernobyl is not something you ever want to replicate. But we are hearing, this is being reported by, oh, let me see, hold on a second, IFL Science, that these wolves were able to evolve and have now genetic differences. Now, obviously, the wolves aren't still alive from the 80s, but their progeny are. And to see wildlife thrive after one of the biggest disasters? So in 2014, Kara Love, an evolutionary biologist and ecotoxicologist at Princeton, began studying the wolves of Chernobyl. They went to the CEZ, which was the Chernobyl evacuation zone, took blood samples from wolves to understand their responses. Not sure how they went up to the here, puppy. I'm not sure how they got the blood. And then they were fitted with radio collars to gather information on their locations and their exposure to radiation. So they got real-time measurements of where they were running around and the radiation. The research showed that wolves in the CEZ are exposed to more than 11.28 millirem of radiation every single day for their entire lives. So six times the legal limit that we allow for humans. The researchers also noted that the wolves' immune systems were altered, similar to what happens when patients undergo radiation treatment for cancer. But they found that these wolves' genomes developed a resilience to cancer. Similar findings have seen among the feral dogs that were living in the area. In 2023, scientists found that these dogs of Chernobyl were genetically different from pet dogs. Well, duh. I mean, that to me is an earth-shattering. But that it could be protective mutations? Now, since COVID-19, Dr. Love, and because of the ongoing war with Russia, could not go back to Chernobyl to do more studies. But they obviously want to study this more. I know people are calling them mutant wolves. A mutation, we all have mutations, so somebody could say we all are mutants. But, yeah, I understand it's a fancy headline. But, you know, you do wonder, because there is still radiation where people cannot inhabit it again. You have bears and raccoons and beavers. So it's fascinating to study those animals and see what could, you know, how did they overcome? Obviously, evolution. You know, if there's an area that's uninhabitable, there's going to be somebody having the genetic ability to inhabit it and then make progeny or give progeny those same genes. So figuring out how to be radiation resilient could be pretty cool. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. President Joe Biden skipping a Super Bowl interview for the second year in a row. It could be because of some embarrassing gaffes he's made lately. Telling a story this week about having a conversation with François Mitterrand. He was a French president, but he died in 1996. Donald Trump not expected to be in court today when the U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments over Colorado's decision to remove the former president from the ballot because of the 14th Amendment's insurrectionist clause. Five U.S. Marines who were on a training flight in Southern California have been confirmed dead. Their helicopter found in a mountainous region about 30 miles east of San Diego. First responders working to recover the remains of each of those Marines. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of our listeners anonymously wants me to expand on what you would do with the trouble kid. Apparently, they have a niece or nephew, and the family just doesn't know what to do with them. They're selling drugs. They're into drugs. They're just, what do you do? Not easy. Not easy. Is it the drugs that are making them do things and not, you know, stick to a school schedule or a work schedule? Or is it that they're using the drugs to medicate because they suffer from a condition that is, you know, causing them to reject some of the quote-unquote societal norms that are expected of these kids? So when, you know, I'm not a psychologist, but I've had a lot of psychology training as a family doctor and in my medical school. And so one thing that specialists will do, one is they'll try to kind of figure out what exactly is going on. Is it borderline personality? Is it antisocial personality? Is it depression? Is it anxiety? You know, is it gender dysphoria? Is it, you know, what could be a driving issue? One thing that I would do with many patients is figure out, especially with a kid, what are they like? We understand they hate school. They hate chores. They hate the parents. They hate their siblings. They hate other kids. Okay. Do you hate everybody? Or is there one kid you tolerate or like? Oh, I like so-and-so. So-and-so's cool. Okay. Why is that person cool? They don't make fun of me. They don't hurt me. They don't lie to me. They support me. Okay, so you want to kind of dive into what exactly is it that they like and why they like it. What about family members? Okay, you hate your parents. A lot of people hate their parents. Teenagers go through that. All right. Oh, is there somebody in the family you do like? Nah, I don't like anybody in my family. I don't like my grandparents. Well, what about like an uncle? Or is there a cousin? Of everybody in your family, who do you dislike the least? Oh, I like my aunt. My aunt's cool, I guess. All right, now why is she cool? Well, because she's not on my ass. She's not always on me to do something. Do you feel like you could talk to her? If you wanted to talk to anybody in the family who would listen, do you think she would listen? Maybe. But now I don't want her talking to my parents. What if we arrange that? You know, so you see where we're going. Oftentimes, there's somebody that the person can tolerate. We have in our extended family a child, and the child kind of just went off the face of the earth, no way to reach out to him. But I heard a few years ago he did try and reach out to one of our family members. It was an interesting choice. My guess is because that's the only number they had. Because I'm one of the easiest people to talk to, and there was some family drama, and because of, you know, what happened in our childhood, anybody associated with my parents, the family members, because I take care of my mom, the family members just don't want, you know, my mom involved, and so there was that. And so, you know, because I live near my mom, they wanted to be away from my mom as much as possible, which means being away from me. Long, long story, but a lot of families have their dysfunctionality, and boy, is my family dysfunctional. But I'm blessed. I'm here. I'm alive, you know, but yeah. And so when I saw that this one child of our extended family reached out to somebody, you know, it showed that everybody just wrote this person off, but it meant this person did want a relationship, did want help, did want to talk to somebody. And, you know, when you get the family together, even if it's extended family, and you tell them that something's going on, usually there's somebody that wants to help. And also there might be some ideas that they have. It might even involve having that person live with that person temporarily. Now, that's a lot to ask, you know, and sometimes the troubled behavior can still happen, which is why we really need a diagnosis, and we really need to understand if this is a pattern of behavior or an addiction or a, you know, self-sabotage sort of behavior, or a, you know, you also want to make sure that nobody's in danger, because some of these children, you know, could be a danger to themselves or a danger to others. But sometimes they're just misunderstood. And so, you know, schools have been, you know, saying, well, a lot of these children, it's because they're gay or they're LGBTQAI+ or they're transgender. I mean, maybe some, but I don't think all problem children are because they're on the spectrum of LGBTQAI+. No, but I do get that there are some children that feel like they can't be themselves, so they don't get along with their parents, and they, you know, but, you know, it's usually something. It could be anything. It could be, you know, they don't like their stepdad. They don't like their stepmom. It could be the beatings. It could be the favoritism towards somebody else. It could be something that happened in their past. It could be they overheard something. You know, it could be that they have mental illness. And so it's very challenging. And as I've told you, you know, I see families struggle where they just increase the beatings. Or they just increase their, you know, I mean, I was a pretty good student. Now, I did what I was told. I didn't need to be belted, but they did. You know, and then, you know, sometimes you just have wacky parents, and the kids are just trying to get away from those parents, which is why you do need to have, you do need to have a family support system. But when a child thinks there's no place to go, they're going to, because kids are smart, they're going to find a place to go. If they feel that they have no place to go, they might be suicidal. But they might fall into the arms of a gang or fall into the arms of a trafficker. We'll be your family. Now, like with any family, everybody has to pay their dues. And some people may then fall into that trap. I've always looked for family. And I fall into that trap all the time. Somebody acts like they care, so I'm like, oh, good, finally somebody cares about me. And then I get bit. And it's troubling. It's really troubling because there are some kids that have every right to be kicked off at their living arrangements and their family, but then you have others where the parents, they just don't know what to do. They've tried everything. They've tried time out. They've tried spankings. They've tried incentives, which is why, you know, get psychologists and psychiatrists involved. You know, sometimes it is chemical. Sometimes it is hormonal. But when you have a kid that rejects school and doesn't like school. See, I remember, you know, some of my siblings getting, you know, belted because they didn't do well in their studies. Well, that was ridiculous. What if they're dyslexic? What if studying isn't for them? What if that subject isn't for them? Find a subject that is for them. You know, not everybody is going to be a college graduate. Not everybody's going to be a plumber. Not everybody's going to be an electrician. But I notice that many individuals have something they're really good at. So then let's foster it. Let's embrace it. I mean, hopefully it's something safe and ethical and legal. But, you know, you have some people that are artists or they want to write books. Well, then fine. Put it in a book. You know, we still have to get you to pass math, but you could go back to your book. You could go back to your art. Sometimes these kids want an identity. And rather than them failing math or failing science, they're an artist. Oh, is that the worst thing, to let them have an identity? Still, artists need to know math, need to know reading and writing and science. But, you know, so sometimes it just takes some time, takes a lot of work to figure out what makes that kid tick and then allow them to evolve, nurture it, and see if maybe they could become success. If a kid finds success, that might help them overcome their failures. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So years ago after my son was born in the early 2000s, one of my friends said, Dahlia, come with me and my husband and my son on a cruise. We're going. I need a girlfriend with me. My husband drives me crazy. Come with me. We're going to Cabo on a Carnival cruise. And I hadn't had a vacation since residency, and I had given birth. My baby was still young, but I wasn't breastfeeding anymore. I think he was 1 at the time. And I'm like, you know, I want to go with you so badly, but I'm just not ready to leave my son. You know, not to go out of the country. You go. You go. Well, apparently she never came back. She got off the Carnival cruise ship while her husband and son slept. She just went shopping because you, when you go to port, you can go in and out of the, you know, off the ship. You go shopping nearby, very Americanized down there, or very touristy. And apparently she was abducted and killed, from what we understand.
And so that always scared me. Now, and that, you know, going alone, just getting off a cruise ship, doing your thing. We think we're safe. Now, and she was Mexican-American, so she knew the language, and she, but unfortunately, people saw her alone, and they got her. Well, we're being told that there are two women, two moms from Kentucky, who took a Carnival cruise to the Bahamas. And they say they were drugged and raped. And that they were on a four-day Carnival cruise, and this happened on their final day. And that the Carnival cruise is responsible. It didn't happen on the cruise ship, but it happened on the island they went to. Gyla Dobson and Amber Scherer, both 31 years old, said they were attacked by uniformed staff at Pirates Cove Beach Resort on Grand Bahama on an excursion that was recommended by Carnival Cruises. Two men were arrested after police saw a surveillance video showing the women being led away, and the resort said that they have fired the two men. But the cruise company says that the women did... They say the women made their own way to the beach and the resort, and that they said the women's accounts do not match the surveillance footage. Upon further review of the surveillance videos, the allegations made on site and in subsequent social media posts and news stories conflict with what the timestamp surveillance videos show. That's according to the Pirates Cove Beach Resort. They say, while there is an active police investigation into these serious allegations, we have terminated the employment of the two accused, as the behavior seen on tape by management dictates that, at minimum, they violated our zero-tolerance policy. But Carnival says, look, the two women were not on the excursion. There's a $57 excursion to the beach, which they offered to passengers docking at Freeport. Now, the company's website sells trips to passengers who dock at the islands, promising a true Bahamian relaxation, but they said that the pair did their own shore excursion. They were driven away from the boat alongside other passengers, and then they reported to the police that they were assaulted on a local beach. Our onboard care team provided support as they sailed back to Jacksonville, and the police are investigating, but this obviously starts to make you go, okay, what's going on? Now, one concern that the women had is that they weren't told that the Bahamas had a high travel advisory from, in terms of safety, from the United States. And that Carnival should have, you know, that Carnival should have warned them. So we have a little bit more detail here. This is being reported by Daily Mail. That when they arrived to, let's say, that Pirate's Cove, they were approached by two men who they thought were resort hospitality, offering them drinks. And you know how when you go to these places, somebody, you know, will give you, you know, they'll have drinks ready for you. So you think all inclusive, fine. So they thought the drinks were strong. But, quote unquote, Dungaila and I are gastric sleeve patients, so we really don't drink much. Less than a few sips into the second drink, they knew something was wrong. They said, we have videos taken on our phones 15 minutes between when we first go and drink and 15 minutes later, and our family and friends are messaging us concerned about, you know, where are you? You only had one drink, and asking if they were okay. The men then told the women they could help them find shells for their kids back home, led them away. They said, we kind of at this point were feeling a little bit, so we wanted to get out of the ocean. We're going to look for seashells for our kids. They said the guy, the staff worker that was there, said, I know where tons of these are. She said, the man who raped me was the one who directed us as to where to go to collect the shells. I remember waking up and being pushed down, woke up in the resort bathroom. There were people all around, and I just felt dirtiness on my legs, and I knew what happened. They told us we had been throwing up, which is a good thing, that the drugs could have killed us. Then you think, well, there would be a rape kit. I don't think they were offered a rape kit. Bahamian police showed up refusing to give them rape kits. We were forced to show where our rapes took place and to face the men who raped us. And they said that they weren't allowed to get the exam. And, you know, they were also told they had to go to the bathroom, forced to urinate, and wipe away the evidence. And then they had us change out of their swimsuits into swimsuit covers. They told us if we wanted any justice, any rape kits, we would have to go to the Bahamian hospital. But the U.S. Embassy, they said, had refused to help, and they would be on our own. So I don't know much about what's happening here. It's just sad. It's sad that anything like this could happen. I understand that, you know, there's now a lot of finger pointing and people are going to try to defend themselves. But, you know, I think a lot of us, we have our guard down when we go on trips and we go overseas. See, for me, after what happened to my friend, I'm always expecting, you know, look, somebody could be watching. One of my patients, his watch got stolen. He got off the boat. Somebody banged into him. Somebody else. It was almost like there's actual, you know, it's not just in the movies. There's actual strategies that take place too. You know, luckily my watch is only my Apple Watch, so who cares if somebody steals it? But, you know, there's sometimes coordinated efforts. And, you know, in America, if somebody offered you a drink, right, in the middle of a sidewalk or in the middle of it, you'd say, no, thank you. But you go to a resort, and then you go to a resort town, you get off, you know, and I'm not saying this is not their fault. You know, I see this time and time again where people don't keep up their guard. And they think, look, I saw this in the movies, I saw this on TV, I saw this, you know, that's what you do. You just take things from other people. That's what people do. That's what they do here. Read up on it. Double check. Look at travel advisories. And understand that many people overseas are victims. We hear this time and time again. People being killed, abducted. You know, so many times people go and get drunk, they do spring break, so they go and hit Mexico or the Caribbean. You don't think criminals are going to take advantage of that? And sadly, we've seen predators, we've seen things happen where people don't return. Thank God for them, they returned. Now, I think their toxicology tests showed cocaine, opiates, benzos. You know, I don't know what could have been on, you know, that they could have taken on their own versus what could have been drugged into them. But don't accept any drink that's not yours. I trust Carnival Cruise, but going off these ships, you've got to be careful. 1-877 Dr. Ali, don't go away.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.